Rule number three is simply assess, which means determine the type of situation you're facing. People often jump into conversations with little regard for the context or circumstances of the situation. However, it's not normally appropriate to be the funny man or woman at a funeral. It's also not a great idea to be the most somber person at a 4th of July celebration. One of your main objectives as a master communicator will be to assess situations accurately before launching yourself into any conversation. That way you'll converse in an appropriate manner, no matter what the state of affairs is. Here are three ways that I've chosen to define the word assess. 1. To determine the meaning, significance, or value of something. 2. To evaluate the pros and cons of a challenging situation in order to decide on an effective strategy for success. And 3. As it applies to this book, the ability to observe and then determine the type of situation that you're about to face so that you can act in the most appropriate manner. Sizing up situations is something I'm sure you already do in certain cases. For instance, don't you sometimes assess an upcoming occasion, such as a friend's party, to determine what type of clothes to wear? Well, we should make a similar kind of evaluation in deciding what type of communication style to use as well. By doing some smart research beforehand, you can avoid wearing the wrong outfit as well as communicating in an inappropriate and potentially embarrassing manner for an important occasion. To help you gain more skill in assessing social situations, here are key questions to sharpen your awareness. The first question is, who exactly are you dealing with? Sometimes you will already be aware of someone's reputation or history, and this will give you clues for your interaction. Other times you'll have to do some research in order to attain more precise background about who you're about to converse with. But in most situations, you'll also have to seek first to understand how other people are feeling or thinking at that particular moment. Once you've gained a firm grasp of where other people are coming from, you can adjust your conversation in a manner that is more suitable for the other people involved. Another question is, how much time do you have to talk? Sometimes people will be in a hurry and have more pressing matters to handle. These people don't have a lot of time to spend talking with you. If you're unsure about this, ask them politely at the outset, like, do you have a few moments? That question will give the other person a chance to answer truthfully, and they're usually appreciative of this considerate action. Oftentimes, people will enter into a conversation out of courtesy before they realize it's going to take a lot more time than they initially anticipated. And a third question to ask is, what activity will you be doing? The activity that surrounds your conversation will often determine whether it will be a formal or informal occasion. Certain activities will lean more towards being informal, like those centered around recreation and leisure, but other activities that are related around work and career may be more formal in nature. The style you pick for dressing appropriately for occasion is sometimes a good indicator of how you should approach your conversations as well. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must assess like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Determine the type of situation you're facing. Once you appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, practicing with definite intention, and putting it to the test regularly in your own life until it becomes a natural part of you.